There is in our understanding of sacred scripture, our understanding of revelation, our understanding of the ages, there is the already and the not yet of our Lord's arrival. The kingdom has come, yes, but it's not fully here. We're still anticipating the consummation, the full consummation of the kingdom. We're still anticipating the new age, the, if you will, the final age, the what we think about Isaiah's prophecies, and that's what I'm thinking about here. You know, upon every high mountain, every lofty hill, there will be streams of running water. And then the light of the moon will be like that of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times greater. And he's kind of given this sort of poetic vision of the new creation. And you know, there is going to be a new creation. The heavenly Jerusalem is going to come down, and the old is going to pass away, and the new is going to be here. And there's not going to be a temple because the Lord himself will be there. This is all given to us in the book of Revelation and the Old Testament prophecy. So we're in this state of already and not yet, right? So we already celebrate the birth of our Lord, right? And we're waiting for him to come in glory. Already and what? Not yet. Already and not yet. That's the season of Advent too. It's the season of Advent. It's the very reality of Advent is that the readings tomorrow are going to be about preparing for the coming of the Lord. You say, well, the Lord already came. Well, yes, he did. And he's going to come on this altar during the Eucharist as well. But we're still waiting for the full consummation. We are striving to prepare. We are still in this world. And we still experience many of the struggles that the people that Isaiah was prophesying to continue to struggle. But we do live in the dawning of the new age. And this time, this time that we're in, it's the time of the harvest. You know, these words, you know, have always struck me in the gospel, and I wish and I would hope that they would strike you too. This is Jesus giving us a very particular and specific petition to pray. This is Jesus telling us this is what you are to pray for. And do we heed his command? The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Send them out. So we need to pray for that. We need to pray for that with interest and vigor. We need to pray for that with expectation. We need to pray for that with faith. I have begun praying that God would raise up for his church priests and religious from this parish soon, from this diocese, a great renewal. Let's be specific. Let's follow our Lord's command. We're in this in-between age. The Lord has come, but he's coming again. And the harvest is, let me say, the harvest is abundant. And let me say also that the only laborers are in the harvest are not priests and religious. That is not so. We're all supposed to be, as our bishop likes to remind his priests, we are all supposed to be missionary disciples. You, Bishop Kinnaman, would be all about saying to us, his presbyterate, you all need to develop missionary disciples in your parishes. that you need people in your parish, lay people who have it on their heart to share the faith with others, and they know how to do it. We're working on it, okay? So my brothers and sisters, I challenge you today to put it near the top of your list of things that you're praying for. The harvest is abundant, the laborers are few, so ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest, specifically, in faith, with expectation. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are in the time of fulfillment, and we are awaiting the final coming. And may the harvest be abundant, abundantly taken in to our Lord's kingdom when he comes.